Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. You take control of the show. Anything goes. 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where you can join us on the bulletin board system. We've got over 71,000 posts for you to surf around through there. Well over 1,000 people are interacting right there at freetalklive.com. There's no membership fee. It's all free. freetalklive.com.
It's like just having immediate friends. Just add water and you'll have friends.
Yeah, well, there's some friendly people there, a lot of friendly people, and some people that aren't so friendly. It's a community.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604. freestateproject.org.
All right, so I want to get into this email from Manuel because he's addressing the issue of initiation of force, specifically on other people's property. He says, "Hello, I just got done listening to the show from last night. I found what I think are several errors and misunderstandings about libertarianism and rights. First of all, libertarianism is only about what is a proper use of force. We reject the initiation of force, not force itself. The force used, of course, is the only legitimate to defend your property, from which rights stem. Thus, government force is illegitimate because it initiates force against you. The initiation of force is called aggression. Aggression is never legitimate, and that's why we oppose it. Force is for our purposes the same as violence. It is its initiation that's illegitimate. So it's the initiation of force that we disagree with,
right,
as libertarians. Then there's also the concept of proportionality. You're not allowed to kill people for stealing a candy bar, since that restitution exceeds that of the original crime. Thus, when the three of you were talking about shooting trespassers, the proportionality in punishment and restitution, which comes from restoring lost rights, which comes from the corollary of the right to keep your property, solves the problem that you are having. That is, you are not allowed at all, in theory at least, to shoot the invader. You can use escalating force to try to remove him from your property. Warning is fine. Then try to push him out using force. If at this point they resist, then you can consider using higher and more violent force to assert your property rights." And I gotta say that he's making a lot of sense here. Instead of barreling out the door and shooting the person who's destroying your property in your front lawn, you should ask them to leave and then keep escalating the force until they finally get off your property.
What's the punishment for someone who does this, just barrels out the front door and shoots somebody for picking flowers?
Well, there would be some sort of DRO or some private insurance or group that would kick in, and this person would be shunned and taken out of society, basically, as a result of...
Many libertarians would just say that, in fact, the cops would haul them off, right? I mean, many libertarians still support police.
Oh, 99% of libertarians support the existing police.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, he goes on to say, "Otherwise, it'd be okay to shoot someone who just stole chocolate from you or stepped in your yard by mistake. This would be a gross example of lack of proportionality and not only arbitrary, but definitely unlibertarian." And I think our board operator had a good middle ground between actually shooting somebody with a gun. He suggested using a paintball gun.
Rubber bands?
No, a paintball gun. Somebody's messing with your property out front, well, you come out and shoot them with a paintball
gun. It's kind of like rock salt.
Right, it's not going to kill them.
Yeah.
Just going to maybe make them think twice. Johnson was saying that there is a right to do what you wanted and to be able to destroy stuff. This is total BS. You have such freedom, but not right, since a right is defined as the ability to use your own things. You don't have the right to kill me or steal my money. You can, though it would be illegitimate to do so, or try to. Let's use the correct terminology here. Forgive me if I seem pedantic, but I was not able to catch the show live or I would have called and offered my opinion. Well, it was good opinion, Manuel, and we certainly appreciate it. 800-259-5791, that is toll-free, 1-800-259-5791, to an email from Nathan about profanity. In fact, we heard one last hour, and there was one on Saturday night as well. It's been not been a good week for profanity on the show, from our callers. He says, I'd like some clarification as to why the show suddenly is called Free Talk Live, and yet if certain profanity is uttered, it suddenly becomes, well, not so free. I'm not advocating profanity, just questioning Ian's response when the callers curse. For example, on the 1217 show, a caller slipped in BS, and then a-hole after that. And Ian gave an immediate whoa and a warning, which is what I always do whenever somebody says something. I always kind of...
Closest thing we've got to a beep noise.
Yeah. He says, I don't get it.
Ian going, whoa.
He says, I don't get it. The president himself allegedly cusses about the Constitution, and you guys use the silly phrase, a GD piece of paper. Now, to be fair, I did say the whole word when I was quoting the president.
Correct.
You guys are so pro-liberty and encourage people to stop paying taxes, refuse to pay fines from airport security, refuse to show ID, and just basically stop putting up with mommy government, which is all great, and yet you're spooked by, well, I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Is it the FCC? If a BS gets broadcast, is an automatic fine sent to the radio station from the FCC? No, it's not.
Well,
however,
the FCC is a simple group. You know, I mean, they're not as likely to get upset about you talking about a sexual situation as they are about you simply using specific words. And there are specific words that in the broadcasting industry, we just simply don't use.
Well, and there's the reason for that is not because they're outlawed, not yet. There's been somebody that's proposed that, but that they're not outlawed.
That would be so much easier.
BS, a-hole, all those words are not outlawed. There's no law. There's no specific FCC regulation against it. However, the reason why we stay away from this is not because we're afraid of the FCC. They can't do anything to us.
Well, not
what
directly.
They can do is harass our affiliates. And so the reason
consequently,
why...
Consequently, we'll never have affiliates. And
well, exactly.
There's no point in being
so
a radio show.
If you're a program director and you hear BS and F this and F that going on the air from callers on one of your shows on your station, you're going to put a stop to it. Because you know that eventually somebody's going to complain. And that's his next question. He says, I thought the FCC only responded to people's complaints. Yeah, that is what they do. We don't want people to complain. I mean, it's inevitable that eventually somebody is going to complain. But it all has to do with context. The FCC says you can't be indecent. The FCC says you can't be obscene. And saying those words doesn't necessarily qualify as indecent or obscene. However, if it is shown that we're encouraging that sort of behavior, you know, if it is shown, the word, the F word, and BS, the F word and the S word are the two most likely to be qualified as obscene. And the definition of obscenity by the FCC is very nebulous. In fact, I could pull it up for you. It's funny how
nebulous.
It has something to do with community standards and judging by the standards of the community. Does
right.
it offend people? Is it obscene? Well, when you're saying those words and you're not actually rebuking anyone, if a caller comes on the air and just lets off a stream of profanity and we don't do anything about it, then that could be seen as encouraging it. And,
good, absolutely.
And I don't want to be seen as encouraging that stuff. So that's why we simply say, whoa, be careful. And if it happens again, we drop your call.
If you don't think Free Talk Live's free enough, it's because of the FCC.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And it's because we're trying to protect our affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, none of us curse on the show. We don't curse. It's always the callers that let them go. And so, anyway, going on with his email, he says, what about the time that you had the story about all the goody two-shoes from some organization who single-handedly made zillions of phony complaints about TV shows to the FCC?
The American Family Association.
Parents Television Council.
Parents Television Council. I'm
and
sorry.
If it isn't the FCC, then who or what are you afraid will happen if naughty words are broadcast? Very simply, it may not even be the FCC. Last year, we lost an affiliate over A-hole.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Nathan. That's why we're careful about it. We lost that affiliate because I said it on the air.
It's not exactly one of the words that's like generally not like
it could be,
specifically not
it
used.
Could be it could be talking about excretory functions, and that has to do with obscenity. We'll talk more about obscenity on the way. I'll get the actual FCC definition for you because it's interesting. 800-259-5791. This is your show. We're just looking out for our radio station buddies. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you? you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It is your show, Tuesday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff there for you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photo, validated photo. Not just any old photo, that won't cut it. You actually have to take a photo specifically for Free Talk Live. In the picture, ladies, you have to have some evidence that shows that you listen to Free Talk Live. And if you want examples, well, go to the Shrine at freetalklive.com. Take a look there. All the details you need. The Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. And the purpose of the Shrine? Simply, we want to show you off. We want to prove that Free Talk Live is not just something that appeals to men. And it's not. I'd say at least at least a good quarter of our audience is probably women.
I'd say it's somewhere in there.
And I think that's decent for a talk show. I think that's decent.
It's pretty good.
All right, we're talking about an email that we got from Nathan, and he was he's concerned with our attitude about profanity on the air, because when a caller calls in and drops a curse word, I always am the first person to respond and say, "Whoa, careful. You get one chance. Next time you're done." Because that's the rule on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that, as I explained before, is we're protecting our radio station affiliates. If this was an internet-only show, you wouldn't hear anything out of me.
As a matter of fact, there have been some internet-only Free Talk Lives where we do curse.
There have been, indeed. You wouldn't hear anything like that out of me. But while we're on the air, and that's what this show is primarily, we are a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we could make lots of money on the internet, we'd do it. But you can't. Not yet, at least. And
if somebody else is doing it out there, show us how.
Yeah, so the important thing about being a radio show is keeping your radio stations on board. Being a syndicated show, you want to have as many stations as possible. And if you're risking losing a station over silly little words like that, and I agree, it is silly. I think people taking offense to profanity is just foolish. It's just words. But nonetheless, people do take offense to it. And program directors and general managers, that's their response when they hear that go out over the air.
Yeah.
Because they know that come Monday morning or whatever, if it's a Saturday night show, they're going to have phone calls waiting for them from angry listeners.
Yes.
And even if the FCC wasn't involved at all, what you might have is listeners calling up advertisers, for instance, and saying...
Well, that could happen whether people...
That could happen based on content, certainly. But nonetheless, you just don't want to stir that particular pot.
Right.
He finally says, "I certainly don't expect or desire to hear lots of profanity on the show. I agree that using these words can sometimes make a person sound crass and less intelligent." And I would definitely agree with that. That's why we try to stay away from it. "But if there's any shades of hypocrisy with Free Talk Live, I see it's the freaking out that occurs whenever someone chooses to use one of those seven naughty words. The reaction seems to be made in terms of rules rather than etiquette or taste. In an atmosphere of such anti-government attitude..."
That's precisely what the reason it's done.
Yeah. "In an atmosphere of such anti-government attitude, I find this reaction perplexing. Please clarify." So hopefully, Nathan, we have clarified it for you. But here's the details for you, just in case you've ever wondered. And what is it that all these people are complaining about? What are the rules exactly?
Well, I think that Nathan wants a little more of an explanation. What he's saying is, "Hey, you're a big bad libertarian. You're not supposed to care what the government says. You tell people not to pay their taxes. Why don't you just go ahead and cuss on the air?"
If you want this show to get out there,
right,
we have to jump through that hoop.
Absolutely. It's either that or
nothing.
Free Talk Live doesn't exist.
Right. It's that or we're an internet show. Big whoop.
Yep, and
I
no one will ever hear us.
We love our internet audience, but you guys are there, and you're backing up a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're here to do. We're here to spread this show to 500 stations, and if we don't jump that one hoop, if we don't keep it clean on this airwaves, it's not going to ever happen.
Yeah.
All right, so with that, and, you know, we could install a dump machine. We could dump out on those things.
We can't.
No, we could. We could install a dump machine, and we could dump out on curse words, but we don't. Because we're good enough hosts to not curse ourselves. And it's going to be a tough call. Because let me read you this obscenity details here.
Okay.
"Obscene broadcasts are prohibited at all times." This is straight from the FCC website. "The Supreme Court established the definition of obscenity. The Supreme Court's definition is designed to cover hardcore pornography. Obscene material is not protected by the First Amendment and cannot be broadcast at any time. To be obscene, material must meet a three-pronged test. Number one, an average person..." Here we are, getting nebulous already. What does that mean? How do you define average?
Thanks, Supreme Court.
"An average person applying contemporary community standards..." Now we've just gone even more nebulous. What does that mean?
What's contemporary? What is community?
Right. What community are you talking about? Is it the community of people that listens to the show? And if it is that case, then how do you determine what their standards are? Is it the community of the area where the broadcast is occurring at? That can't be the case, could it? Because
we're almost not heard in the area that we're broadcast in.
Well, because most of those people, by just definition of the radio business, aren't listening to your broadcast.
Right.
Are they really part of that community, your community?
Some of them will never listen, even listen to your station.
Is it the community of America as a whole? Well, what the hell does that mean? What is a community anyway? A community is a group of people, and it can change at any time. And there's no way to really define what a community is. Community means something different to each individual that's in that community, whatever that is. I mean, community is a silly, silly word, and people use it. The people that use the word community tend to be, well, communists, of people of that ilk. Well, okay, so we're still part of the way through the first prong here. An average person applying contemporary community standards must find that the material as a whole appeals to the prurient interest. That's the lowest common sexual denominator, basically. That you're trying to titillate. You're trying to, you know, offend people with you're trying to shock them with sexual content, basically. That's what that means. The material, here's the second prong, the material, remember, this has to pass all three prongs. The material must depict or describe in a patently offensive way sexual conduct specifically defined by applicable law. Well, that's a little more. Although they use patently offensive, whatever that means. The material taken as a whole, third prong, material taken as a whole must lack serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. By whose judgment?
These two to make it difficult.
The community? Again, if somebody wanted to really take them to task on this, if somebody who was fined underneath, if a station, a radio station, for instance, was fined underneath the obscenity laws, and they really wanted to take it all the way, I wonder, has any radio station ever taken it to the Supreme Court?
Well, the Supreme Court basically gave the definitions that the FCC is using.
I understand, but has anybody ever challenged them on community standards? Average person. Lacking serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. I don't know if anybody has ever done that.
I don't think they'd be that rigorous. Honestly, I think the Supreme Court would say, well, you know, just like so many people say with pornography, I don't know what it is. I can't describe
it.
Yeah, but I know what it is when I see it.
Or hear it. So that's obscenity, and that is prohibited at all times. Then there's indecency. The FCC has defined broadcast indecency as, quote, language or material, now this is the FCC's definition, language or material that in context depicts or describes in terms patently offensive as measured by community contemporary broadcast standards for the broadcast medium, sexual or excretory organs or activities. So a show like Loveline, for instance, where all they're talking about is sex and various different sexual things and who knows what content is there. The reason why that show airs, after 10 o'clock at night is because, according to the FCC, you can be indecent after 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the parameters that we're operating in. And it actually does say here that profane broadcast is restriction. The FCC has defined profanity as, quote, including language so grossly offensive to members of the public who actually hear it as to amount to a nuisance. So it could be argued that by promoting or allowing and not chastising somebody for saying something like that, could be considered a violation of profane broadcast restrictions. That's what we're dealing with here, people. If you don't want it, you need to abolish the FCC with us. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulb. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund. Here's the number to call to order.
800-380-4293. 800-380-4293. Call now and receive free shipping. 800-380-4293. 800-380-4293.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with...
Ann Manwich.
Anything goes. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, you take control of the show. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives, last 8 months of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. Go get them for free. There's no logging in, membership fees, or any of that garbage that you get on all those other talk show hosts' websites. Ours is free, freetalklive.com. And you should know that when it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers or festive bouquets from their expert designers like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
Not only does that help you out, but it helps us out, too. When we're successful for our advertisers, especially one where they know where they punch in FTL as a code, they know every dollar that comes in. And if we're successful for our advertisers, we continue to get them.
Indeed. 800-259-5791. Manwich, you got something on the F. We were talking about the FCC, but you actually have something on the FTC.
Yeah, well, you know, it's pretty close to the FCC.
Yeah, difference in degrees.
Well, the FTC says that the federal spam law has worked. About 70% of the world's email messages continue to be spam, but federal officials Tuesday said the number's leveling off, and that shows a law enacted 2 years ago. It's working.
Oh, my gosh. They are so quick. The government is so quick to jump and take credit for things that the free market, that the marketplace is doing. This is what they love to do. They pass a law, and then they say, oh, look, we've done it. We've done it with a stroke of the pen.
It's just ridiculous.
Reduced spam, when in fact it's the marketplace that's reducing spam. There's always new methods coming up that people are coming up with to reduce spam in people's inboxes.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, 2 years? It should have taken 2 years. The provisions they enacted were, you know, opt-out options and stuff like that. Things that should have taken a month to work.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't.
Do they have quotes, details here?
At the press conference here, the Federal Trade Commission released a report delivered last week to Congress that said the so-called Can Spam Act is effective in providing protection for consumers. Can Spam has permitted the agency to pursue lawsuits against spammers and has spurred adoption of best practices for commercial email, such as including an opt-out link and the sender's postal address and any unsolicited messages.
Oh, yeah, great.
And they all do that, I've noticed.
Oh, but the ones that do, by the way, don't click. Don't ever click an opt-out link in a spam, because what that does is, sure, the federal government's saying, yes, we've mandated these opt-out links. Well, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean that the spam that you're getting is legitimate, because most spams are not being, they're not concerned with what the federal government thinks.
Sure.
So their opt-out link is basically an opt-in. When you click that link, It tells the spammer that that's a real email address with a real person sitting there looking through that email.
Yep.
And now they know, ding, 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 ding. Now we can sell this email for 2 cents instead of 1 cent.
Yep. What remains unclear, however, is how effective the law has been. No, I think it's pretty clear. Statistics compiled by anti-spam companies show that the total number of junk email messages has leapt 62% in the last year. At the same time, filtering technology has dramatically improved, which could account for inboxes not completely overflowing.
Yeah. That's what it accounts for.
I would say
these are coming
pretty strongly, that case. Some critics of canned spam, which requires an opt-out approach rather than a stricter opt-in standard, have even suggested...
As though that would do something.
Absolutely. Like it would stop spam.
Ludicrous.
Like, you can just make laws and stop this stuff.
Well, plus, the worst part about this, and this is no different from, for instance, the telemarketing legislation, which everybody was behind. Oh, my gosh, we hate telemarketing calls. Thank goodness the FCC or the FTC has passed this anti-telemarketing bill. When, in fact, what you're going to do here is you're just simply going to waste our tax dollars. Because if they're really prosecuting some of these spammers... And yes, a couple of them have been held up, and they've said, look what we've done for the internet.
We found four of them.
We have fined this man $100,000. So?
He'll probably never pay it anyway.
You caught one guy.
Who gets the $100,000?
They do.
Yeah, the cops get it.
Right.
Who cares?
Nobody benefits.
I'm the one who got spammed, and the federal government gets the money?
Mm-hmm.
What does that? What kind of sense does that make? And this and the Canned Spam Act makes less sense than the federal opt-out for telemarketing calls, because spammers could spam from anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So if I want
doesn't
to,
cost anything.
If
either.
I want to spam everybody in America, all I have to do is say I'd like to send this email. I find some spam company in Indonesia and say I'd like to send this email to everybody in America. Please help me out. And they spam all the mailboxes in America that they have, and no one can do anything to me about it because I'm not spamming this stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right.
That's how Viagra is getting sold. How come we're not suing Pfizer? Well. There you go.
Plus, I don't think there's jail time involved in this legislation. But if there was, I certainly wouldn't want to be paying for that either. Yep. I don't want to pay to put some spammer in jail. It's already inconvenient enough that I have to delete the spams, let alone have to pay extra money to have one or two guys get thrown in the clink every year. Which is doing nothing to reduce my amount of spam, but doing a lot to increase my taxes. Gee, thanks, FTC. Really appreciate it. Disgusting.
Yep.
How can somebody be for this garbage?
It's just nonsense.
Well, at least they're, you know what? At least they're reporting some of the other side in this. They're,
oh yeah, the
at least it's not a total parrot of what the FTC is putting out there.
Well, it's clearly making fun of the FTC and their nonsense is what it's doing. Critics also have suggested the law may have increased the amount of junk email. That's because Congress intentionally zapped tougher state laws, such as the one in California that it required recipients to opt in to commercial mailing lists, which is
no
even
law.
Dumber.
No law is going to
If you could imagine, in California, all I have to do is go to Washington State and get somebody to spam in.
Let's go to the phones. You take control of the show. Johnson in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Comment on the spam thing just since I heard it. I think that with spammers and all that, what should happen is that there should be some studies done, in not state-funded studies, but some independent studies done, maybe a bunch of different studies that assess the value of the time. For example, so those servers have to process all that email, and you have to have equipment to process that email.
Right.
And so these huge email companies have to buy extra servers so that they can process those, their clients' regular email, right? And then there's time lost for all the different businesses for, the people have to actually go through and sort their spam from the regular email. So
it'd be hard to calculate that, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think it would be hard to calculate that, but you know what? I think it should be done, and then the spammer should just be assessed a fine.
Should be paying restitution. You mean restitution?
Oh, absolutely. They should pay restitution for the damages that they're doing. But I just kind of wanted to add that in since I heard that. I really called in because I wanted to, one, defend myself from what was said earlier about the right to destroy someone's property, which is not what I said the other night.
It was what you said. You said
no,
you had a right
to. No, it's
not
what I said. What I was trying to express is that people have the right to make their own decisions. The way it was seemed like we were talking about on the show is it sounded like we were almost saying this is where I was having the problem. Is it sounded like we were almost saying is no, you can't do that. You can't go on someone's property and destroy that snowman. No, I absolutely think you have the right to make that decision.
Okay, that's you didn't make it. I don't think you made it that clear that particular time.
I
wasn't that clear.
I have that problem sometimes.
You did that. Now that was very clear. Very good, Johnson.
I think everyone has that problem.
Now you wanted to talk about profanity, so hang on. 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show on the way. An email accusing me of being an anarchist.
Oh my God!
Show it is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-5791. Anything goes. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. It is free, of course, and we'll email you whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. For instance, the latest update is we've decided to bonus you guys. You don't know about this yet, Manwich.
Oh, I don't?
When we reached our $1,000 with the AMP program...
I think I should know about all this stuff before you just announce it.
When we reached $1,000, I like to tell you because you're like a little child. You like to hear these things.
I do like to hear this new surprise news.
Right. When we reached $1,000, that was one of our milestones for the AMP program. So we increased the quality of our archives just a little bit by 4 kilobits per second. Now it was 24, so it went up to 28. Okay. It's not a big increase, but over time, as we get up to our final goal of 10,000, it'll take us from 24 all the way up to 64 kilobits, and that's a big, that's doubling the quality, more than doubling the quality.
But that seems like that's a lot of quality. At some point or another, you're going to get into ridiculously big archives.
Well, so here's what happened. Moving it up just by the number, just by the increment of four, actually ended up screwing up the process. So we've had listeners that have had problems listening to our show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found out about this yesterday because somebody posted it on the bulletin board system. Apparently, some listeners, when they were listening to these new 28 kilobit per second archives, which is an odd number, usually it goes from 24 to 32, which is 8 instead of 4. Well, when they were pausing the show, you know, if they were listening on their iPod, for instance, they'd pause the show and go and do something and then come back. And when they'd resume, they'd say to themselves, wait, didn't I already hear this? What was happening, was there some sort of weird encoding thing that made it so when you paused and resumed, it would jump back?
Hmm.
And it's not supposed to do that, obviously.
Right.
So I ended up determining it had something to do with the oddball rate that we were encoding at. So I cranked out another 4 kilobits per second. So now instead of it being 28, it's now 32. So our archives are now gone from 24 to 32 within a matter of weeks.
Well, now, I did know that.
You did.
I read the update today, and if everyone was on the update list, they would know, too.
That's right. At updates.freetalklive.com.
Now, updates don't go out that often, maybe once every...
No, it's more like once a week at least, yeah, sometimes more often.
Well, that's I'm just saying. That's
depends on what's going on.
It's not like we shove spam into their email box.
It depends on what's going on with the show.
Yeah.
And also, the other thing in regards to AMP, since I kind of reset and our original deal was every 1,000 we would go up by 4, well, I have to change it now. So it's every 2,000 we go up by 8, but we're going to reach 64 kilobits per second far sooner than we would before. We're going to reach it at 8,000 instead of 10. So we're actually getting better, faster. We're getting better quality archives faster as a result of our mistake. So everybody benefits. Update stuff, freetalklive.com. Back to Johnson in Florida. Johnson, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Johnson.
Hey, yes, sir. Hello.
Hey.
Okay, good. You can hear me. And our updates list has only a fraction of the users who are on our BBS and our MySpace profile. So
You
suckers out there need to join.
That's right.
So, but, you know, and like Nathan, who I wanted to back up, because I don't think that you, I think you, you missed his point a little bit.
About the profanity?
About the profanity.
Okay.
I think what Nathan was trying to say is that for someone who's so openly, as a show, we all do this, who so openly, goes against government and says, disobey this and try to stop paying your taxes and.
I think you made a strong point against that.
Right. I think with the language thing, what he's saying is, you're going along with this particular law very, very willingly. Like, whoa, hey, stop swearing, whoa, back up, as opposed to saying, all right, man, come on, we can't do that because of the FCC, there's nothing begrudging about it. And I think that's what he's saying. That's what he's asking for.
Not the impression that I got from the email.
His email over the air, and that's the impression I got from hearing you actually read it. It sounded to me like somebody who was asking for you to not play along so much sounded like he was disappointed. That's what I got out of it.
Hmm.
Well, I just think he just didn't understand.
I agree with you on that.
He seemed to think it was a bit of a contradiction. I think he thought it was unprincipled that we would do something like that, and he was looking for an explanation as to why we did it that way, and the reason why we don't just...
Yeah, we're serving our affiliates more than we're serving the FCC.
Exactly, and that's why I don't want to reference...
Not everybody is, gung-ho against the government, and we can't put... it's like one of those things. We can't force people to be... it'd be like trying to force someone to be a libertarian.
Yeah.
You just can't do that. It doesn't make any sense.
And we can't get more affiliates if we just allow that stuff to get by without saying something about it. And referencing the FCC every time is something I certainly don't want to do. I just want to simply get their attention, let them know if it happens again, they're going to be done. And it's just letting them know we take it seriously. That way, anybody who's listening that would possibly be offended by it knows that the hosts did not want that to happen. The hosts do take that seriously, and therefore they might be less likely to register a complaint. And if the complaint were to be registered, once it was reviewed by the FCC, they'd be less likely to possibly take action on it. So that's what we're doing, and we appreciate you checking in, Johnson. 800-259. Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791. To the email box from...
Whoa! Just like the FCC doesn't like that either.
Right. Nick emails in. He says, first, I just want to say I love your show and I listen to the podcast at work daily. I wonder how much productivity we're stealing from America, man. I agree with the majority of the things you say. However, as I listen, I keep coming up with one major flaw, and this is more of a flaw in Ian's theories than Manwich. You seem to be for absolutely no governing body whatsoever. That's not true. I'm for self-governorship. That just isn't possible, he says. Theoretically, it'd be wonderful if there was no government, but anarchy is just as possible as socialism. Great in theory, but in reality, it won't work. In the world we live in, there are natural leaders and natural followers. If you don't believe me, just ask a zookeeper. In every social group of animals, there are leaders and followers, and humans are no different. The real problem is that most humans are inherently lazy and look for others to fix their problems for them. Tav Ian's perfect libertarian society would have to be, it means people would have to be willing to work for freedom. Let's talk about that. Will people be willing to work for freedom? It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Moments remain, but you can still sneak your call in here. 800-259-5791. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got amplifiers coming in. I got two of them to approve tonight to upgrade their accounts on the bulletin board system, to add them to our list of amplifiers, because we've had over 140 of our listeners decide to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thank you for that.
For as little as $3 a month. And what it does is it allows us to get this show on more radio stations, what we've been talking about earlier. We want to get this show on more stations so we can spread the word about freedom and liberty.
Yes, we do.
And we don't have a big budget. So your dollars help a lot. amp.freetalklive.com. It's totally voluntary. I mean, if you can't afford it, don't worry. You still get everything for free on our website. We give you the archives and the bulletin board system and everything else at freetalklive.com on the house. There are a few exclusives for amplifiers, like classic archives. We're re-releasing season one of Free Talk Live. The olden days. Back when Manwich was just the phone screener.
You love to make me seem like the little guy. You know what? I walked on that first night, and that microphone was sitting there, and you guys, like, everybody loved me. It was great.
And some people hated you.
Well, yeah.
But anyway.
Drink, that's why.
Yeah, so go and amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us, and it helps us spread the word of freedom and liberty. Now, we're back to Nick's email, where he's talking about how to have Ian's perfect libertarian society, everybody would have to be willing to work for their freedom, and most people would rather not. This is why the Patriot Act passed without a huge public outcry, as I feel that there should have been. Well, the reason why the Patriot Act passed with a huge public outcry is because people just aren't even paying attention.
Well, and they rammed it through so quick.
Right. People are just willing to give up their freedoms for the illusion of protection. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. Please prove me wrong, though. Nick. Nick, the point of Free Talk Live is to prove you wrong eventually. No, I can't prove you wrong right now because, for right now, you're right. Most people are lazy. Most people don't pay attention to politics. Most people don't realize what the Patriot Act even is. Most people don't even know what the... They've never heard of the Patriot Act. Most people don't even know who the vice president is. So we've got a lot of work to do. There's no doubt about it. And I want to prove you wrong, Nick, and that's why I'm going to the Free State Project. That's why we're going to the Free State Project.
Well, I'm going to the Free State Project, but I believe, exactly as Nick does, that in fact, anarchism can't work, because there are natural leaders, mm-hmm. and there will be a form of government, a strongman government, that will rise quickly out of the ashes of what you guys managed to put into place. I don't think that you can
I disagree with that. You don't have to have ashes to have anarchy. You just simply ignore
all right.
the state.
As soon as there's no state, then people will start doing this strongman thing, and I don't think that you anarchists can hold.
What do you mean strongman thing?
Strongman. That basically, leaders in this world,
uh-huh.
almost all governments besides the United States, are a strongman government.
Mm-hmm.
It's one guy.
Meaning somebody with some charisma manages to recruit mm-hmm. some thugs.
Whether it's the chief of a tribe in Africa.
Well, that's why we'll have defense organizations in place for that, to prevent
good luck.
That sort of thing. But nonetheless, his point is that people are too lazy to even care about even liberty in general, not mm-hmm. necessarily anarchy or libertarianism, just liberty in general, the whole idea of it. He doesn't think it's possible. And I just have to disagree with you. And maybe you're right, Nick. In which case, enjoy sitting back and finding out that you're right for the rest of your life and enjoy all your chains while we're up in New Hampshire at least fighting for liberty, at least standing up and making, you know, the second American Revolution happen. We want to be a part of that here on Free Talk Live. We want to help be one of the catalysts for that particular thing, that occurrence, the second American Revolution. Maybe it'll work out, maybe it won't, but it's worth it to give it a shot, isn't it? Isn't freedom worth it?
I'll do anything for smaller government and lower taxes.
800-259... Hey, we're done for tonight. Vinny in here with you.
And man,
well, see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com if you want to prove Nick wrong. Amp us.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I want